Amazon is now hiring near you. We're looking for team members who know that delivering important packages is important work. Ready to work hard and make someone's every day? Ready for benefits and flexible shifts? Immediate hourly roles are available at amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Protecting businesses for 115 plus years. That's what they do at Federated. Dave Lee here, and how many times have I said it is their business to protect yours? But that really simply is what it's all about. And businesses vary. They're different. Federated knows that. And when you develop a relationship with them, which is what you want, it won't be a one-time sign-up we'll see in a year. Through the year, you'll have these annual client reviews, sometimes talking about risk control, sometimes talking about financial protection review, just talking about risk exposures. There's so much happening in the business world, you have to have a partner that's been around. And have they? 115 years they've been trusted. Started out as a group of farmers and businessmen, and look what's happened. In fact, stronger now than they have been in their storied history. That's what you want to work with. People you can trust, and they get A-plus ratings from the AM Best Ratings Company. Contact an agent who's close to you and find out more. At Federated, it is their business to protect yours.
It is now 9:07 here at WCCO. Welcome to Center Stage. All things arts and entertainment, we just believe you ought to know about it. And you hear that music? You hear that? She was just named Best Songwriter of 2020 by City Pages. Minneapolis folk pop songwriter Mary Bew released The World Is Your Lover. Again, the name of the song is The World Is Your Lover on August 21st and is available in vinyl, CD, and digital formats. Not just the song, that is the name of the title of the album. Now, this is her first full album in 3 years, and it's a synthesis of her 7-plus releases, merging pianos and guitar, spiritual longing, and real-world sorrow. Mary Bew joins us now on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. Hey, welcome, Mary Bew. How you doing?
Oh, I'm so happy to be here to talk with you. Thanks for having me.
It's great to join you. I love your name, Mary Bew. It just sounds, it's just something special about it. I love it. So, it took 3 years to get this album done. And before we talk about the new album, you got to tell us what it was like for you to go from creating beautiful, poetic piano songs to wild electric guitar riffs, you know, kind of like what Bob Dylan went through back in the 1965. Remember that? And they booed him off the stage. Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Why did you make the change?
You know, I was bored of myself. I felt like I needed to evolve, you know. I was, like, doing the same thing for a really long time, and it was time to get loud, and, you know, I played piano, so being able to play guitar and, like, walk around on stage was so awesome, and, you know, just a little more energy up there.
Oh, you are a risk taker. There's no doubt about it. You know, you risk takers, honey. Y'all make the world go round. You really do. So this time in this album, you mixed folk, pop, and Americana sounds, where the final product features an all-star cast of players. Tell us about the album and the musicians.
Sure. So I worked with Steve Price. He's the producer and bass player, and he is in the band The Suburbs. Some of you might have heard of them.
Love them. Love them.
Yes. And then Jeremy Ilvesacker, masterfully, wizardly guitar all over the place throughout the album. And then Richard Medic on drums. And he came in with bins of percussion, like rattles and shells and just amazing texture throughout. And then we have string section of Shannon Fried-Rubin from Cloud Cult and Julia Floberg on cello. And then a few singers and a trumpet, Stephen Kung and Crystal Meisinger harmonies. So, yeah, just really a beautiful, beautiful group of humans. And I'm so proud to have worked with them.
That is a smoking band. Have you worked with Stevie before, though?
No, this is my first time, and I just love him so much.
It's amazing how those connections happen, right? Changes your life. Just all of a sudden changes
Absolutely.
Your life. So well done, honey. So you do have great band members, and I've known a few of them. So here's the deal. You have this new way of doing this music, and of course, you go into the studio and you get started. You know, you start writing the songs. You go, okay, I've chosen these songs. Sometimes the band will, all of a sudden, I know for the Steels, our singing family group, sometimes the musicians will say, hey, what about this chord? They'll make suggestions on songs. Are you open to their suggestions?
You know, I was traveling for a little bit when the production work was happening. So at one time I came back and the song, we can't say the title of the song on the radio, but.
Oh, one of those.
It was completely different. It was so different. And I was like, what in the world is this? But I actually love it. I love it. And I feel, yeah. So sometimes the surprise after it, like, I guess, integrates, it's like for the best.
This time.
Yeah,
I mean, you happen to love it, so they got lucky. Yeah, right?
Yeah, totally.
I know our band has done that to us, and, you know, it always turns out great. It's like, oh, that's a great idea, you know? But you just never know. So this album was released in August already, correct?
Yes. Came out in August.
Yeah.
It was postponed from May. May to August, and then we moved this Minneapolis party to Friday, because we hoped that people could be there.
Yeah, exactly. So how do you release an album during a pandemic? I mean, some people say,
God.
Oh, you know, you're on all the social media platforms, you're on iTunes, you're on all of this other stuff where you can sell your music. But during a pandemic, it's a whole nother ballgame.
Yeah, there's a little bit of grief in this, not being able to party and hug people and have the big show to celebrate, like the kind of the ceremony, you know. Mm-hmm. I did an online release up in Duluth. I had spent a lot of music years in Duluth in August, and then the Minneapolis online thing down here on Friday, which is still super cool. Multiple camera angles. It'll be, you know, recorded forever for all time on the internet. So that's cool. But it's still like kind of sad to not be able to be with people and share music in a room together, you know?
Can I just say, you know, when you talk about multiple camera, it's like for me, it's like, no, one camera will do. I want to stand. don't start twirling around me with the camera. I'll get upset, you know?
Totally. God.
Seriously.
It's nerve-wracking.
Gosh, you know. Okay, so was there a song that didn't make it on the album but you wish you had put it on there?
Oh, yes. But you know what? It was such a new song that I didn't fully develop it. That's so funny you asked that. I need to I need to go back to that one.
You really should. I've learned that if you have that, if it's that thing that lingers, and then when the album is done and it's out, and you go, man, I wish I had. So I really hope you don't let that go. Don't let it go.
I won't. Thank you.
So what's next for you, Mary Bew?
Oh, what is next? Well, I'm really looking forward to this show on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And coming up, you know, I had a lot of travels planned this winter, and they aren't happening. So what is coming up is reading a lot of books, and I'm doing a lot of teaching, and some quiet, like, I won't be that quiet. Somehow I always get super busy. But even in the pandemic, I'm like, so much stuff online. It's just insane. But yeah, I'm looking forward to like sitting with my bookshelf and like hanging out and just being in Minnesota. It's weird. One time, maybe like a year ago, I was like, what if I just stayed in Minnesota for a year? What would that feel like?
Right.
And then I got it. And then it came true.
Right? I mean, you write differently when all of a sudden you're in a new location, or at least another location. So I just love that you have this album called The World Is Your Lover. Is it sexy? It must be, because you couldn't even tell me the title of one of the songs. So it's a sexy some, you know, it's got a little bit of that.
There's some sexiness for sure.
Oh, let me write this album down, girl. I got to go pick this up.
I would be so honored if you gave it a listen, for sure.
Oh, I'm giving it a listen. And again, it's called The World Is Your Lover. The release show is happening. Is it Thursday or Friday? You mentioned Friday. Is it Thursday, October 23rd?
It's Friday. Yep, there was a little typo somewhere in there. But yeah, Friday, this coming Friday, October 23rd. Okay. Mm-hmm. Live stream from the Hook and Ladder.
Okay, so if people still want tickets, are they available?
They are. Yep, they are. Right up until the minute it starts, they will be available.
Oh, that's perfect. Sure. So there are pre-sale tickets for $10 and then regular tickets at $15. The pre-sale tickets, is it a certain time during the day that you can get those? Or?
Yeah. Actually, I think, I'm so sorry, I think that actually ended already on Friday.
Oh, man.
So here we are, but if you get the ticket, you get a code for $5 off any of my digital albums on my Bandcamp. So that's something. Anyway.
Well, I just think it's
coupon.
Yeah, a little coupon. There you go. We love coupons in Minnesota. Ask anybody in Vegas. They'll tell you that. Okay, so The World Is Your Lover is the release show. This is happening on Friday, October 23rd. Does it start at 8 p.m.?
Starts at 8 p.m., yes.
8 p.m. live stream from Hook and Ladder Theater. Mary Bew, congratulations on this album. You sound so excited about it. And anytime I hear a songwriter sounding very excited about their new project, that's a really big deal. So I wish you well. I'm going to check it out, and I'll have to write you a little ditty and let you know how I think about it. But I just love the title, and I love what I've heard already.
Thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure talking to you.
You too, Mary. Stay well.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
When you can, if you're a songwriter or a singer and both, and you get the musicians that you really want to be a part of this, and you get this producer that you've always wanted to work with, I cannot tell you what that rush is like. It is so powerful. I know our family has been through it. And then all of a sudden you settle in, the songs are starting to come to life, and it's magic. It is absolute magic. So well done, Mary Bew, Smokin' Band. All right, coming up next, we're going to have Anderson Daniels join us. So you don't want to go away. This is his hometown, and of course, he's going to be debuting a brand new single coming up on Friday night. Stay tuned. I love this voice. I absolutely love this voice. And so that's why I'm entangled in the song. After taking home the New Artist of the Year Award at the annual Midwest Country Music Association Award show in 2019, followed by a nomination for Male Vocalist of the Year in 2020, Minnesota native Anderson Daniels has toured extensively throughout the nation, opening for some of country's music legends and rising stars. Now, he is debuting a new single called Cheyenne, if I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, at the Poorhouse on Friday night. And this is the Poorhouse downtown Minneapolis. Anderson joins us now on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. Welcome, Anderson Daniels.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
I love your voice. This is my first time really hearing you. And I was like, I kept listening to it over and over and over again. Do you hear that from people?
I appreciate it. You know, that's the only thing you can really hope for, right, is that people take a liking to what you're doing and really connect with it. So I appreciate you saying that. And hopefully, you know, more and more people will. And I appreciate everybody in the past who said that as well.
Oh, I'm sure of it. What a ride you have been on. You know, what does a New Artist of the Year Award and now a nomination for Male Vocalist of the Year 2020 sound like in your ears? I mean, for me, I would be like screaming every day.
You know, knowing that people out there are kind of recognizing the hard work that you're putting in and the process that you go through to try and get where you want to go to and end up in the future, kind of see that pay off and see that recognized by other people outside of your camp or you know your team is something that's really special, and I think just another driving force in continuing to double down on what you're doing, and that's kind of what it was for me.
You know, most Minnesotans are just kind of natural folk, you know, but we are very clear on where we're trying to get to most of the time. When I listen to the song Town Like This, I hear a whole another genre in your voice. Did you ever sing pop, hip hop, or even rap?
You know, I've always been a fan of multiple genres of music. I think that's important to, nowadays, so many genres are blended together, and taking influence from really in country music, it starts with the song, right? And taking influence from, you know, hip hop and rap artists that are really lyrical and take the time to really create the best lyrics that they can. A lot of rock and roll influence in what I'm doing when it comes to the instrumental side of things, and then blending that kind of country songwriting and representing those values that I hold tightly, like you said, with people from Minnesota, is just kind of the whole blend of what I'm doing and what I'm trying to kind of come across with.
So what type of collaborations are you considering? You know, you've got Justin Timberlake working with country artists. You've got, you've got all of these genres, just like you said, that are kind of coming together for one song, and then it just blows up and becomes something huge. Is there a collaboration that you're looking forward to trying?
I mean, you know, my door's open. I'm into making good music, and I think that it's always important to you know, stimulate the listener with different types of music. And you know, if we can push those boundaries and still come across true to what I hold and what kind of music I want to create, I'm all ears to any kind of collaboration.
Okay, sidetrack. As a Minnesota native, Anderson, I just need you to know, man, you need to be a politician one time in your life, because you, the answers to these questions are so, it's just like what a politician would say. Well done. So I'm just saying, if it doesn't work out in some way, which I know it will, you might want to consider this in the next 20 years, okay?
I got a future. Hey, we could use a good old boy like me in office right now, I think.
So how has the pandemic affected your ability to get your music into the hands of the fans?
You know, it's, I think with a lot of industries, it's been affected, obviously, but the number one thing that we need to do when adversity hits is adapt and react to what the situation at hand is. You know, there's not a lot that I can change about what's going on right now, regardless of my feelings of the situation. The reality is that there's opportunities that are presenting itself, and I have to make that happen. You know, we were really the first industry to get shut down and held back a little bit, and we're going to be the last industry to be able to open up and get back to normalcy. But in between that time, you know, there's luckily enough, this day and age, we have things like social media and these streaming platforms to where we can reach a large audience, you know, in ways that we couldn't have ever done before. So I think it's about taking advantage of that and figuring out ways to still connect with fans. And like I said, just adapting and reacting to the situation at hand.
You know, a lot of artists here in the great state of Minnesota, once they drop an album, they let that go and they start something new. Are you, you know, hoping that you'll get back to Nashville to start recording something brand new soon?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've got this new one coming out on Friday that I couldn't be more excited about. I've never been this excited about releasing the song. And then we've got another tune hopefully coming out yet in 2020. And then immediately I'm planning on turning the focus back to the studio, getting some more songs cut, getting some more songs released, and keeping that momentum going and the people really hearing what we've been working on during this quarantine time. You know, I've written a ton of songs with a lot of friends down in Nashville and a lot of great artists that, you know, I respect, and I really want to get that music out to everybody and picking and choosing and get back into the studio after that last single's out this year. It's kind of the main focus.
Well, I tell you, you're debuting your new single called Cheyenne, and it's happening at the Poorhouse downtown Minneapolis on Friday night, October 23rd at 7 p.m. Are tickets still available?
They are, yes. They're available online right now. You can find them on my website, on my Facebook page. We've got an event created, and on the Poorhouse website as well. And I got to tell you, I'm beyond excited to be able to get back on stage with my band and be able to host something like this. You know, we're going to be doing it all following the CDC guidelines, the social distancing. We want everybody to be safe and happy. But I think that, you know, there's been that aspect of live music that's been missing in a lot of people's lives, and that entertainment that a lot of people have been missing in their lives. And then not only that, for us to be able to come together and get back on stage and get back to entertaining is just, you really take it for granted when it's not there anymore. So we're really appreciative to have the opportunity to get back on stage and do that.
That is so true. And just for clarity, are you going to sing the song, Cheyenne? Is it a listening thing? Are you going to have a band, or are you doing it to a track?
Yep, we'll do the whole, I've got my band with me. We'll do a 5-piece band, and we get to kind of go out there and do our set like we normally would. You know?
Oh, you're going to do a set?
Yep, you got it.
Oh, smoking. All right, then. So if people want more information about how to get tickets, where do they go? You said your website, which is?
Yep, AndersonDanielsMusic.com. It's going to have all my information there. You can find the event also on Facebook at Anderson Daniels. You'll find it there. And thepoorhouse.com should have it as well.
Final question. You are young, handsome, talented. Are you married?
I appreciate that. I am. I am not married. I have somebody with me along on this journey, and she's my support system.
You are blessed to have someone on the journey. We need that. All musicians need that. I think so. So congratulations to you, Anderson Daniels. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Hey, thank you for having me, and you know, condolences to the WCCO family. I know Sid Hartman, the news broke today that he had passed, and he's always been a big part of me and my family. In the sports world here in the Twin Cities. So I appreciate you having me on. Thanks for letting me speak about the new single coming out, and I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck to you, sir. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Coming up next is Annie Mac. Don't move. It's going to be smoking. We'll be back in a moment. On Friday, this is the blues star Annie Mac, and she is dropping a new single called Shadows of a Kingdom, which was written for her daughter, Grace. Now, 2 years ago, she says that her daughter was fighting for her life and for her voice to be heard. Written from the perspective of a black woman, this song gives voices to defining moments that all women experience and can use to step into their power and sovereignty. Welcome back to Center Stage, Annie Mac. It's so good to hear your voice and to hear this song. It's really quite powerful.
Oh, hello, Geraldine. Thank you so much for having me on, and I really appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. My goodness, you are really enjoying, I'm enjoying watching and witnessing your star rising. Tell us about this song, Shadows of a Kingdom, and how it came to fruition.
You know, I wanted to write a song for my daughter to acknowledge and honor her kind of what she was going through and her journey and her ability to step up and to claim her power and sovereignty. And I wanted to give voice to that and to honor that. And, you know, so I wanted to tell the story for her and that she would have something to listen to and also to encourage other women as well. I think we all have to kind of go through the fire, the refining, to really step into our power. There's different, you know, defining moments in our lives as women, and this was one for her.
You know, music is not only healing for the listener, it's also healing for the one who brought the music and the words forward. How did this song, this process, help you on your healing journey, which I am sure includes forgiveness, right?
Absolutely. I think music is healing. I think it's important to call out truth and to give the full journey its due. You know, we always want to hear about the end result and the pretty stuff and you know, all that, but we don't really talk about, you know, the kind of the ugly and what, you know, needed to transpire. So it's like really the full testimony, and that's important for me to give voice to that.
You know, when I was going through a very personal, terrible divorce, my youngest brother Billy knocked on the door and handed me a cassette tape, so you know how many years ago that was.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a song on it that it started the forgiveness. It started the healing. And so for mm-hmm. you to do this song for your daughter, how does she feel about it? And has it been easy for her to receive it?
Oh, that's a really great question. She loves it. She loves to kind of give me a hard time. You know, she is 18. However, you know, it was one of the first times that I realized that this was for her to go through so she would learn her resilience and her power. That as much as I wanted to step in and to save the day, this was a moment that she would be able to lean on and say, I got through this. I had to go through this. And I'm here, and I will continue to have resiliency. And that was, you know, what was really important. And so she does love the song. She's very proud. She's very sweet. You know, she's a teenager, so she, you know, she always kind of wants to play the role a little bit. But she's like, wow, this song's for me. You know, and I have another song that I wrote for her when she was younger. So this is me just kind of acknowledging her journey and her growth as her mm-hmm. mother. And realizing, like, wow, you know, she's got this. It's kind of hard to watch, but she's got this.
Mm-hmm. I'm so excited that you can see the strength building in her. It really matters to us as mothers. I have a daughter, too, and it's tough. We know what's out there. We know what they yes. could encounter. And though we pray a whole lot, we also try to prepare them as much as we can. So I
Absolutely.
Do get that. Now, this song is being released on Friday, October 23rd, and the new album will drop in January. What can we expect from the album?
It's a really beautiful, representation of just the things that I had in my spirit. You know, I started back in February with these songs. I just kind of carried them around, you know, in my spirit and didn't really necessarily give voice to them, but they were there. And I started to write, and I went to the studio, had started the process, and I was really excited. And then, of course, you know, everything, you know, happened. And so everything came to a standstill. And as I realized that my career and my work and everything had kind of been taken away very abruptly, it took on a new intention to go back into the studio to create something for my healing, to create something for my art, for my spirit, and then also to make it relatable to others for their journey as well. And then we were actually in the studio during the George Floyd murder that had taken place and the riots. Mm-hmm. And so it was incredibly important for me to put out something that was very beautiful and black and strong for Minneapolis.
You know, when I read that about you were in the studio when George Floyd was murdered, it arrested me for just a second because I knew, okay, that changed everything. It changed the trajectory, yeah. trajectory of where this album was going. And so I started imagining, right? So when you talk about the pandemic, it's so much more than a pandemic. It's the perfect storm of mm-hmm. pandemic protests and the battle between love and hate, right?
Yes, yes.
So during this, go ahead.
No, I'm listening to you.
Well, during yes. this incredible time in our history, the work of a songwriter and a singer is far more than a physical human experience. You definitely know that. I even see it in your eyes and your pictures. It is more importantly a spiritual one. So the question should be, are you winning? Do you feel like as a songwriter and a singer that you are winning this battle, this perfect storm that we are in?
Yes, absolutely. When I decided to move forward, and Matt Patrick, the producer that I co-produced worked with, and the musicians that stepped into the studio, there was this humility, first of all, because we had not been working. None of us had been, you know, hitting the summer scene, the festival scene. There was a different respect and reverence. Mm-hmm. Stepping into that studio to create together, first of all. And then with the George Floyd and everything taking place, it took on a more deeper meaning with more intention. And the spiritual, I believe in that. I know the power of it. And yes, we're winning because of saying it's a resilience. It's a mature faith. It's the faith that's talked about that you're not going to see it right away, but you know that it's going to come to pass. That's faith. And that's when, you know, the songs, and it's the song that my title track, Testify, is a very spiritual song, and it gives voice to the faith of the woman who touched the hem of Jesus. I thought about the women who in my life have had faith when I've not had it, who have stood solid, who have been firm, who are like, it's all right, baby, this is nothing new under the sun, but we stand firm and we'll continue to move with purpose. And that, to me, that was my intention, that we continue to move with purpose and we are not going to be turned around. We are not going to be, it's solid and it's steady.
You just said that it's about moving forward. That's my mantra every day, Annie. I actually stand in front of the mirror or in front of the window, and I lift a glass of water and I say, up and forward, up and forward. Yeah. And it's important for us to understand that we need to claim it, because it's not as easy as it used to be, some would say. Some would say the 70s were a very difficult time for women. The early 80s were a difficult time. And then all of a sudden we burst forward. Well, this is a difficult time for women, and we have to stay strong. So I love that you're saying, let's keep, you know, moving forward, because I'm with you on that. That is for sure.
And can I just say that I saw the show that you and your beautiful family did, and I don't know if it was Crooners or if it was the Dakota or whatever it was in the neighborhood, and it was beautiful.
Yeah.
And I was so encouraged, and I stood up in my living room. I said, this is what this is about. You came out to the community and you ministered and you testified to the goodness and to the love that's out there. And it was so awesome to see that. And I just want to tell you, I watched it and I had goosebumps watching it.
Oh, I'm very touched by that. Thank you.
It was really awesome.
So much, Annie. That was so healing for us. Javita all of a sudden turned to us and said, I got to sing. I just got to sing. So 2 days later, we were singing. No rehearsals, no nothing. We just did it. And the power of that music lifted us up collectively. That's what your music does for so many. So congratulations on your success. Congratulations on your continued writing, and that the lyrics that you use, it matters to so many of us, not just women, but girls and boys and men as well. So keep going up and forward, honey. I can't wait to see where your star hits. It's just amazing. Blessings to you, and we look forward to more.
I'm honored. Thank you so much, Geraldine. You're amazing. Thank you.
So are you, dear. Take care.
Okay, thanks.
That is Annie Mack. If you want more information, just go to Annie Mack Music. Annie, that's AnnieMack. AnnieMackMusic.com. Well, coming up next is G. Phillips Shouts. The third, you never heard of him? Well, he's coming up next, and he will be unforgettable, I promise. Welcome back to Center Stage. That beautiful music you're hearing reminds us immediately that it's Vocal Essence, the music. And of course, once again, Vocal Essence continues to satiate us with innovative concerts, masterclass lectures, and so much more during this COVID time. Now, joining us to talk about it on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline is Associate Director G. Phillips Shouts III. Welcome, sir. How are you?
I am great. How are you, Geraldine?
I'm doing well. I haven't seen you in a long time, haven't spoken with you for a while, so it's good to have you on. Now, the 2020-2021 season is off to a big start beginning today. Tell us about the new season and how to get more information and buy tickets.
Absolutely. Well, the new season is an array of 8 programs, 4 by our legacy ensembles, the ensemble singers, our professional group, the volunteer chorus of 120, and then 4 concerts by our new singers of this age, youth choir, the dynamic high school choir that's been in existence for 4 years. So, you know, you can go to vocalessence.org to learn more about subscribing to Vocal Essence on Demand. It's literally $49 for those 8 concerts plus everything else that we're offering, including storytelling events for kids and master classes with Philip Rennell and interviews and concerts from the past. Just a wonderful array of opportunity for people. $49 is all.
Yeah, and you also have guest artist interview series, which is really cool. Tell me about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the GPS and Friends series, I started that during the pandemic just to kind of keep us connected with our friends around the country and around the world with whom we've made music. And so we have 4 of those curated interviews up and running with composers and artists and friends like Melanie DeMore, people whom we have a great respect for and that we've had great musical adventures with.
You know, the thing for me is that the season started today, and it started with a bang. The concert, Rightfully Hers, commemorating 100 years of women's voices through song. Of course, as a feminist, that really excited me, right? And this was all about celebrating this 19th Amendment, 100 years, with music from female composers, including Maybelle Daniels, Alice Parker, Rosa Fainey. I always get that pronunciation of her name incorrect. Did I get it right?
That's all right, Rosephony Powell. Yep.
Thank you, Rosephony Powell and Jocelyn Hagen. So to know that you've brought them all together, tell us how it went today.
You know, it went well, and the beautiful thing about this on demand is that people can still watch that program at their leisure. It's a beautiful program. I can let the cat out of the bag now. We curated a series of interviews with women in the Twin Cities from different cultural backgrounds to ask them about what it felt like to them to be able to vote and what it means to them to vote and what they would say to the suffragettes. And I'll keep it real. I mean, we got real responses because, you know, the women of color, are the black women who responded and those from the Latinx community talked about the fact that the 19th Amendment wasn't really for all women, but yet they appreciated what was done and how it allowed women of color to also work for that right to vote too. So you get a little bit of all of that in this 50-minute concert, and Sally Wingert was the narrator, and you can't get a better narrator than Sally Wingert.
Oh my gosh, she is spectacular. That is no doubt about that. Okay, so here we are looking at this new season. Of course, it's all on demand. It's called Vocal Lessons on Demand. And so people are going to look at this and say, there's something for everyone, but give us two of your favorite things that you would say, whatever you do, don't miss this.
That is very hard, I'll tell you. You know, you never want to miss Christmas vocal lessons. I'll say that. And so we have a very unique, in fact, we're filming Christmas next weekend. That's the unusual thing about this time. We've got to film it here in October. So our Welcome Christmas is going to be a really exciting partnership with TPT producing the actual content for us. So you know the quality is going to be astonishing. So you don't want to miss that. And then I'll say you don't want to miss the singers of this age, particularly when they get to their second program, which is Believe. That's going to be released MLK weekend, and it's going to, as you can imagine, take those words of Dr. King's dream, and these young people are going to curate a program about what they believe the world can be and should be and how we can all work for that world to exist. It's going to be very exciting.
Oh, my goodness. Now, that's something we want to hear about, that's for sure. What they believe we should be, who we should be as we go forward. Amazing. You know, to put all of this together, it took a team. So it was, of course, Philip Brunel and you. Tell me more about those involved in putting this whole on-demand, Vocal Lessons on-demand program together.
You know, we have a dynamic staff. For the 10 people that work at the organization, we probably do the work of 30 or 40. So, you know, the artistic staff plus Ethan Johnson, who's our artistic assistant, we are doing all the curation of the programming and the logistics on that side. But then you have people like Katrina Wallmeyer and Laura Holst and Amanda Timmer and Alyssa Weller and Robert Graham and our executive director, Marianne Ofterhide, working behind the scenes with a lot of logistics of putting it online and what we need to do to make that happen. And then Rhiannon Thiss-Raditz, who's our operations manager with the Singers of This Age, helps me to get the kids to and fro and to manage their schedules. And then Jeff Bina is our finance guy. And without him, we couldn't balance these budgets. So our whole team has been involved in this on-demand season, and everyone has had to shift and learn new skills and adapt the way that we work together to bring this to fruition and reality. And it was beautiful today to see people chatting online as if they were at the concert hall together, you know, talking about what they were hearing in real time. And that's just really fulfilling, Geraldine, to know that all of our planning and the talks to people about what they would want to make this be attractive to them to see concerts online is starting to come to reality. So very exciting.
It's very exciting. And of course, you are involved in other ways. You're not just the associate director. You do more. Tell us about do you do a lecture series or something like that? Do I have that right?
Well, yeah, my role is a dual role as the artistic assist, you know, associate conductor with Philip conducting, as you mentioned. And then I lead the learning and engagement program. So our witness program, our Cantare program, the Singers of This Age, which I was the founding conductor of, Lullaby Project, all of those things we do in the community and with the community, that's a lot of my responsibility. So there's lectures involved in there. There's working with dynamic teaching artists like T. Michael and Ginger Commodore. So I'm blessed to have opportunities to work the artistic side of my life, as well as that creative planning side and collaborative side of my life as well.
Congratulations to you, Philip. It's really quite amazing that we have two Philips in Vocal Essence. And to see that, you know, you are an African-American man, I stand proud knowing that you're there. You guys have a lot of stuff that is coming up in your next season, and we're excited about it. So, of course, give us the website one more time so people can get involved, pay the fee, and really see what Vocal Essence is doing. So much. I mean, your calendar is full. So give us that website one more time.
I will. It's Vocal Essence. Vocal Essence, .org. And again, as I said, it's $49 for the year. And if you've been affected by COVID in any way at all, there's a discount there where you can get access to the programs for virtually free as well. So we want everyone to just celebrate singing together in community this year when things are so different. And I'm just so grateful to have this time to talk with you, Gerald. And I hope you've been doing well. It's so good to hear your voice.
You too, Philip. You take care of yourself and tell Philip Brunel I said hello, will you?
I sure will do that.
All right. You take care of yourself. That is G. All Philip right. Schultz III, G. Philip Schultz III, Associate Director over with the Vocal Essence. So much is going on. If you want more information, just go to their website and get it done, honey. Look at all that they're doing. They are doing big things. Well, it's been a pleasure doing this with you tonight, Center Stage. It's been really a pleasure.
Amazon is now hiring near you. We're looking for team members who know that delivering important packages is important work. Ready to work hard and make someone's every day? Ready for benefits and flexible shifts? Immediate hourly roles are available at amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.